Stop recording.
Hello everybody, welcome back to a new video. It is well, it's the second part of this Miami flight. Paused at around 2:30 last night, so we're just gonna go ahead and land and hopefully finish this flight. So gonna just unpause and we're gonna see where we're at.
Smart cargo one column, Lockheed Martin registered pre-park, Lockheed Martin.
We have already started the descent, but Ideal Flight kind of paused during the descent because once again, I don't know, it's not calculating correctly as to when. Usually the tower descent is in the freaking it's like in the waypoint. It's a waypoint. Ideal Flight doesn't make it a waypoint. It just assumes that it makes it a waypoint, but it isn't. I don't know. It's very odd and weird. And I don't really like that part of Ideal Flight. Like there's no point when you can have other flight planners calculate the descent for you and whatever. So I just leave it the top of climb and descent off, even though I have pause on top of descent, so I don't, maybe it does calculate it. Anyway. Where are we at? Descent wise.
I deal like on DLN FS ground.
Oh, maybe we, well. Smart cars just have a descent, but I don't know.
106, 200 minus 6 all. 32 degrees max, 100 autopilot, max flyboard, flight plan, and Mach 1, 026, Mach 2, 100, SDYJ, ZEP, JUD, Mach 1, 150, DHKJ, 200, ZEP, OBJ, 50, TNNIS, minus 1000, S, CFPP, 24,300, DGLDF.
24,000, okay.
And what was that red on me? What the? Mach checkbox object.
Switch back to indicated airspeed.
0.6 Mach. 0.66. Yes. Stop. SDYJ79. T1, FDJ 270 KT, TNNIS, minus 1,500 feet. OBJ 53, 122,860 feet.
Smart cars,
pick up the device. Lock smart cars, smart cars. Event description list, 547.52 AM. Event, sim of cost 20. 2:29:05:47:52 AM. Ops 23.0.2. Lockheed Martin registered to park redirect. Lockheed Martin registered to park redirect. Ideal Flight on PLN FS ground. TNNIS, test. OBJ 53-100, test. Minus 1,600 feet, test. 21,640 feet, GL. OBJ 51,110 GL.
So completely, we weren't that far off from the ideal flight, the actual descent. It was not too far off from when ideal flight calculated it.
THKJ 18,130 BTL.
Okay, so we sent the altimeter.
clock. PHKJ 53113400 BGLDN.
Very, very steady descent into Miami. Yeah. Matter of fact, runway are we headed to?
Dialog find it with my DHP, 12.5 NM0 02. Teddy, Jacob, DRIKL. All empty.
What runway is it gonna try to choose?
Review, level 2 DHP dot LC. Property page DHP, 10 point DHP.
Alright, so DHP is
KMIA, R0AR, course.
Runway 8 right, okay, so DHP is the last waypoint of this flight plan before we're gonna head direct to the airport.
DHP, -1050 feet/min. Test, DHP J 12,020 feet/OTR.
Which makes sense, cause we're on 12,000.
DHP J 11,720 feet/OTR.
KLJ
53113 feet/OTR.
So now I guess we're flying the approach and slash or star into the airport now, because I don't see these waypoints in the plan, so I guess it's what we're flying in approach.
Star S, T1, 12. PHKJ radio, AC3PAM, EZELF, 50J53100-235, DRIKL10,020-BCOTR.
Okay, well that's good, we got trap engine speeds. By the way, I could not change, it says 32 degrees max banked way too fucking much. Could not change it with tramp, it will not change. So I guess that must be, it's specific to this particular aircraft, it's locked, it seems.
DHDJ 9500 feet. DHDJ bit -1000 DHD. KMIAR 265 KTS. DHD -1000 test. DHDJ 53100 9310 feet/OTR.
The Wi-Fi altitude because I had time to start putting out flaps. I have to watch altitude because sometimes the callouts that are on this plane will not tell me if this is 2500 for gear or not, so you know, kind of have to.
DHDJ 8350 feet. Test. -1000 DHP, KMIARC 270 KTS.
What the hell?
KMIARC 270 KTS.
Well, it's going 270 and it's supposed to be 250. What the hell is going on?
DHP, test. DHPJ 7760, DHPJ -1000 DHP, KMIARC 265 KTS. KMIARC DHP, -1000 test. DHPJ 53100 DHP test. FT slash in. PHP, -1450 KMIARZ270 KTS, KMIARZ PHP, -1000 desk, PHP J531 7360 BTOPR.
Wait, hold on a minute, this is... Let me,
DH.
This is not, that's List. Not good at all. Is, come on.
ADF frequency is red. Fly plan M, M button. Autopilot check. Heading is red only. HDG. Altitude edit. All checkbox. Vertical speed is red only. Airspeed edit. ES checkbox check. Airspeed is red only. 264.
My god. 264? Are you freaking serious? Well, it must be the approach, I guess. It's weird.
-1400 FT/N. Off. 0132°HDG. Autopilot max mag 1. KMIARZ mag 1. 130 pH. Total. 1.DH. KMIARZ DHD. -1400 desk. DHDJ6900 VCO.
Well, it flaps out even though the speed isn't really.
DHDJ6710 VCOPR. DHDJ test. -1000 DHD. KMIARZ265 KTS. KMIARZ DHD. -1000 desk. DHDJ6520 VCOPR. DHDJ test. -1000 DHD. KMIARZ265 KTS. KMIARZ DHD. -7000 DHD. DHDJ6230 VCOPR. DHDJ6140 VCOPR. 6120 VCOPR. Test. -200, 270 KMIARZ270 KTS. KMIARZ DHD. -200 desk. DHDJ5311 6090 VCOPR. DHDJ6050 VCOPR 6040 VCOPR. Test 5990 VCOPR. DHDJ5830 VCOPR.
Okay, now it's not like worried that the power is not
DHDJ5710 VCOPR. 5690 VCOPR. 5660 VCOPR. DHDJ5311 test. -600 DHD. 285 KTS.
Okay, now what the hell is going on?
DHD KMIAR0AR1 285 KTS. KMIAR0AR1 DHD. -1100 V/N. Test. DHDJ5315 300 VCOPR.
I accidentally put out full flaps, I don't think so.
Cargo 1000 to event description 5:59:604:46 a.m. Event. Flap center position 3:50:10:603:19 a.m. Event. Flap center position 2:603:01 a.m. Event. Simon pause 28:30:606.
Oh, it doesn't say over speed. Okay.
Marky Martin registered. Marky Martin registered. RVD registered keyboard. Ideal flight on DLN FS man. Time off.
That's strange.
1 at home, 0.6 nm 0 o'clock 07 h.k. 1 at copper, 4.4 nm 0 star at T1, 12, PHK J-Bits Angel, AC Blue Mamma EZ Electric, Heavy J-Bits Bash, 67 degree pop, BRIKL J-Bits 4020 BCOPR.
That's 3 seems okay.
DHDJ 3900. DHDJ test, -900 V/test, DHDJ 3806. DHDJ 3700 VCOPR. DHDJ 3600 VCOPR.
And there the power is slowing down. Oh, we haven't worried.
DHDJ 3206. DHPJ 53100 success. Minus 1400 test. DHP 3000 PCOGR.
Here we go.
DHP 2860 PCO.
DHP
2800 PCOGR. DHP 2750 PCOGR. DHPJ 2670 PCOGR. 2630 PCOP. 2600 PCOP.
No, it didn't announce 25.
DHPJ 2540 PCOP.
2500.
Now I gotta deal with two freaking
Mark register from RVD register before.
Call outs now. Say 1,000.
One thousand.
Don't sink. What?
Don't sink. Keep
up. I'm not trying to, damn it.
Don't sink.
Don't think. 500. 500. Don't think. 400. Don't think. 300. Approaching minimums. Don't think. Minimum. 200.
Don't think. 100. Don't think.
Come on, 50, say it. Seriously? What the hell is going on? Come on, ideal fight, trap. Oh, turn off the goddamn sleep.
Sleep mode off. Lockheed Martin register 3R3D register 3-4.
This is weird. What am I doing? Is this like a 16 headwind or something?
Find input line. Plan tool. Find Sky one average star T1. 12. PHK AVO. AC3 ECELF. Headley J5 bash. 98 degree. Proc. DRIK 880. DHP 880 feet COPR. DHP's desk. Minus 800 feet /min.
800 something feet. Are you serious? Oh, man. Alright. So, let's leave it.
Desk, minus 800 feet /net desk, DHPJ 880 feet COPR.
Okay, so let's just... Hopefully it'll say 100 again, and... Damn it. Because we were approaching the runway, so I don't know what the hell...
DRIK approc 98 degree, bash, Headley JECELF AC3 AVO. PHK 12, T1, star S, 1 half remaining.
Alright, so yeah, we're totally on our own now, so... I don't know what the hell...
Star T1, 12, PHK AVO, ACCELF, Headley J, bash, 98 degree, proc, DRIKL, 880 feet COPR, DHP, desk, minus 800 feet /min, desk, DHPJ, 880 feet COPR.
Oh, I gotta look at the tramp altitude now, see what the hell...
DHPJ 850 PCOPR, 820 PCOPR.
Sleep mode on. 500. 400. 300. 200. 40. 20.
Well, that sucked. Big time. Landing weight's probably gonna be shit. That was like a weird ass approach that I've never seen before, ever. That sucked.
Sleep mode on. Lucky Martin register. 3R3D register.
Damn it, I practice this shit.
Smart cargo 1 column to the vent disk 6.0604 6.12.33 a.m. The vent arrived. Flight duration 2:53:42:42.
2:53 a.m.
6.12.33 a.m. The vent. Taxi time was less than 15 seconds. 41:04. 6.12.33 a.m.
Yeah,
the vent. The flight may now be at 40:04. 6.12.23 a.m. The vent. Taxi into 8:39:42. 6.12.23 a.m. The vent. Mountain 80.05 FT. Fuel 64.87.
Oh man. Seriously, Oh.
6:11:48 a.m. The vent. Aircraft bounce. Touchback down at -687 FT. 6:11:45 a.m. The vent. Touchdown at -58.16 FT.
-58.16. Okay, so like. -500.58. Well, so basically that's like. It's 500 or so. So we just got the, Man, that sucks. Well, I think they'll accept it though, because it's. Almost over the.
6:11:31 a.m. The vent. Sim on pause 35:04. 6:11:45 a.m. The vent. Touchdown at -58.16.
-58. No, that was like 5,000, but then it bounced. Shit, that I've never landed that fucking badly before. I have no idea why the we were on approach, we were good, we were landing, and freaking like, what the hell happened there? I had issues with speed, like, coming in. I wonder if I had a headwind, you know, with the ideal flight weather. Well, I mean, we arrived. Pretty much all 100 some passengers on this flight are now dead. You know, rest in peace, but, anyway,
6:11:48 a.m. The vent. Aircraft bounce. Touchback down at -687.
Yeah, negative. Oh, man. Well, that was definitely a push for the ages, guys. I don't know if you guys would agree or what, but, you know. I'm gonna go ahead and,
Lucky Martin, register.
End the flight in. Ideal flight. See where it's...
Smart cargo, op 23.0, restream chat, Google, ideal flight professional, row 1, column 5. Ideal flight professional. Context menu, exit flight. Exit part only, K, exit flight.
Well, at least we
okay,
completed
button,
it there,
man.
Let's
flight
see.
Completed. Exit cancel button, no, okay button, no, so, cancel, okay button,
let's
ideal
see
flight
the horrible assessment that we have.
Ideal flight professional. Context menu, close, minimum, ideal, register, help, face, close, show, original, record, flight log, check, view, flight log, age, view assessment, W. Ideal flight professional. One assessment, dot log, note, flight assessment, land, pilot, Joshua Tuff, land, flight plan, LaGuardia to Miami, in, KL, distance, airplane, distance, 1020 nm, airplane, aircraft identifier, flight 5, airline, American, land, flight time, 2:52:38, landed at location, landing site.
Landing site, oh my god. We didn't even land at the damn runway because of the, I don't know what happened there, like the, no, we were on approach, and then I don't know whether it was wind or what it was, like, drifted us off course.
Parking surface, urban, land, poor flying, excellent landing.
Excellent landing, are you serious?
Perfect aircraft management. Land, plan start times, Friday, land, pushback time, 8:25 for takeoff time, 8:27:56 p.m. takeoff speed, 158 for takeoff distance, 33:20 takeoff weight, 146 for takeoff bounces, 0, takeoff pitch up, 0 takeoff, 0 takeoff yaw, land, maximum flight g-force, 0.00, maximum pitch angle, 18.24 degrees, maximum bank angle, 32.21 degrees, penalty, minor, maximum yaw angle, 2.91 degrees, maximum pitch rate, 16.38x/s, penalty, excess.
Yeah, see, because the pitch, yeah, I think that must be some weather shit. some shit going on with the
maximum
weather.
Maximum rate, 2.27 deck slash S. Maximum yaw rate, 2. Point maximum altitude reached, 28,076 ft. Maximum airspeed recorded, 461.05 kts. Blank, final slope deviation, 77% final heading deviation, 0% blank, touchdown time, 11:20:35 p.m. touchdown vertical speed, minus 436.48 f, vertical speed, dash, 436.48, dash 4.
Negative 436 something FPM for ideal flight. But I wonder if that's, you know, because it was a touch, there was touch, touchdown bounce.
Touchdown maximum G-force, 0 point touchdown speed, 199.38 knot touchdown weight, 127,002 touchdown pitch down, 5.3 touchdown bank left, 0 touchdown yaw, touchdown bounces, 1. Touchdown stopping distance, 8361
yeah,
touchdown bounces, 1.
Touchdown bounce. And I guess the second bounce we landed at negative 400, but unfortunately Smart Cars doesn't say that because of the, I was so concerned about, you know, when I didn't hear like a 50 for the call out, I'm like, whoa, what the hell is going on?
Touchdown stopping distance, 80 blank, gear touchdown sequence, left gear, touchdown right gear, touchdown tail gear, 100 blank, surfaces encountered, asphalt, urban, blank, flight time, 250-238, expected flight time, 254.
So literally like 2 minutes early.
Normal sim rate duration. Land takeoff weight. 146,000 landing weight. 127,000 takeoff weight. 146,000 land.
146,000
landing weight. 127,000.
127,000. You know, so that's
land.
So much fuel.
Fuel capacity. 6,804.00 cal.
6,000 gallons or so of fuel.
Initial fuel level. 58.61%. 3,988 fuel used. 44.34%. 3,016.72 cal. 20,212.05 lb. 9,000 initial fuel used. 44.34%. 3,016.7.
3,016 gallons.
Initial fuel used. Initial fuel capacity. 6,800 initial fuel used, 44.34%.
So basically, we used about almost half the freaking fuel tanks to do this at the speed that Ideal Flight wanted us to do it at. And I guess, you know, I mean, technically, if you fuel the plane correctly, you should have enough fuel to get, or you should have used most of it.
Fuel remaining, 14.28%.
See, for only 14% of fuel remaining, and that's for reserves.
Average fuel consumption slash out 15.41%, 1,048.391.
15% fuel burned in an hour?
Range, blank, range, 2498 nm, 6 hours, 29 blank.
6 hours, if you know, flying at that speed, that's kind of, I guess, what 737 can do, I guess.
Blank, scenario load time, blank, blank.
And
blank.
That's that for that. I mean, I will record this
Ideal Flight. Professional.
Flight.
Context home, record full briefing, record flight.
And you Ideal know, I'm gonna take my chances and send it to Fly Virtual.
Lockheed Martin registered
for
R3D registered
for
cargo 1 column 3. Event
he must have been some serious headwind where I got drifted off course or something, because yeah, I think that's the only thing that could happen.
Edit multi line. Track the progress of flight 1011A, B738, edit multi-line, blank, blank, settings button, track the edit multi-line, blank, event description list, pause at top of this, cancel button, copy log button, finish button, pilot center, fin, copy, cancel, pause at, event this, edit multi-line, track the progress of, settings button, track the progress, edit multi-line, blank, blank.
Alright, so I'm gonna put in here, I think I encountered... well, you know, I won't finish what I'm gonna say to them out loud because, you know, I need to concentrate, but man, like, that is, I've been practicing landings and stuff, and I have never seen that, I have never seen that at all, like, so that's just
space,
wow.
Land.
Like that's oh man, like I can't believe that. I can't believe that, like I just wasn't smooth. I didn't hear my, you know, 50, like the first time. And we had to basically go back down again and Yeah, I don't know. I guess it had to be because I've never seen the, I've never heard the sync rate messages either for this particular aircraft. So there must have been some serious headwind.
Space land. I think I encountered a strong headwind on approach. Space. Space land. Space. Not space land.
Because Ideal Flight is saying we landed not at the runway, so it's a landing site, which means it's not even at the airport, which means that, you know, whatever, either I did something, which I don't think I did, or the damn, it was that damn wind. It had to be because autopilot was on when I heard the sync rate thing, so that was just, I don't know, I'm still kind of, trying to get the grips for what the hell just happened.
Space land. Approach land. Land.
Oh, no, space. No, no, no,
dot
A final.
NAL.
Okay, so basically Ideal Flight says negative 400, which I would have gladly taken because of the bounce. Smart Card says negative 600, which that pretty much means that, yeah, you do have to comment and say, hey, why did you have a negative 600 landing? So
event
I'm going to do that.
Pause at top of cancel button, copy log button, finish button.
Finish.
File center, finish button, rest, file bureau. Copy log button. Cancel pause at top of the event description list. Edit multi-line. Approach. Poor land. Track the progress of flight 1011A. D700. Settings button. Track. Edit multi-line. Approach. Event description list. Six. Edit. Track the progress of flight 1011A.
Really
D738. Edit multi-line.
This is the common area, so I don't look like an idiot when I submit
event
this.
Event pause. Cancel. Button. Copy log button. File pure. Pilot center button. File pure button.
File pure. Pyrep.
Press. Unavailable. Pilot center button. Notification display. OK button.
What?
Allow you to fly another flight. The bureau is
involved. Okay. There we go.
Press notification. Pilot center button.
Now let's Let's go ahead and take a look at flights departing Miami, see if we can get some flights departing Miami, even though we're not technically at Miami right now.
New button. Pilot center button. New create button. New button. Press.
New. Let's,
departure airport list.
Let's look.
Distance edit. Land. Settings button. Edit. Land. Aircraft list. Edit. Distance edit. Land.
Let's see. KMIA.
Edit. Land. Aircraft list.
You can choose an aircraft. No, I'll choose the 737 again.
Arrival time button. Button. Combo box any collapsed. A 300, 600 Beluga. Back 111. B30. Beach there. Beach 260.
I want to see if I can find the damn Beluga. So I can't believe they have the damn Beluga.
A 300, 600 Beluga.
Beluga. That's, I only know that in Eurofly.
Back B30. Beach there. Beach craft. Beach. Boeing 737 Max. Boeing 727-200.
Oh wow, I got the 737 MAX. Where can I get a simulated version of that? See, so, yeah, that'll
Boeing,
work.
Boeing 737-200 all variants. Boeing 737 MAX. Boeing 737-300. Boeing 737-700. Boeing 737-800.
See, 737-800.
Button, combo box any collapsed. Between 0:30 and 1 o'clock. Any.
We'll go with any, see what.
Back button. Search button.
Search.
Press. Unavailable. Pilot center button. Map button, chat button, premium button, settings button, distance edit, settings premium, chat button, premium, settings, edit, aircraft list, A1041A, from, KMIA, to, MUHG, direct.
MUHG, whatever the hell that
is. A1043, A1041A, from, KMIA, to, MUHG, duration, 115, air.
1 hour, 15 minutes, I think I might take that. Hey Google, what is the weather like in MUHG?
Right now at Frank Pays Airport, it's 70 with fog.
Frank.
It'll be partly cloudy, with a forecasted high of 91 and a low of 70.
I wonder if I can... Hey Google, where is MUHG?
The address for Frank Pays International Airport is Carretera Central, Cuba.
Oh, okay, alright, so we're going to Cuba. Okay, that makes sense from the location we're departing from.
A1043 from KMIA to MKJP duration A1041A.
I'll do that one. I'll go to let's go to
edit land aircraft list arrival time button. Button. Combo box Boeing 737-800 collapsed. Combo box any collapsed. Back button. Search button. Bid button.
It's been on
Press
that one.
Pilot center button.
And then, let's see, MUH, let's search for...
Search button. Pilot center button.
Search flight button. From Cuba.
Back button. Search button. Back button. Combo box any collapsed. Combo button. Arrival. Aircraft. Edit. Distance settings button. Edit. Distance edit. KMIA. AIMK.
MUHG.
Edit. Blank. Aircraft list. A1041A. Arrival time button. Button. Combo box Boeing 737-800.
We'll keep the Boeing for now.
Combo box any collapsed. Back button.
Search button. I'd like to...
Back search button. Press pilot center button. Map chat button, premium settings button, distance, edit, blank, aircraft list, A1482A, from, MUHG, 2, KMIA, duration, SWD649, from, MUHG, 2, SID, duration, 3, TSCC896, from, MUHG, 2, SIL, duration.
Let's go over to Canada.
Arrival time button, combo box, any, back button, search button, bid button, press,
see that
pilot
one.
Center button.
And I think that'll be that for those two flights. I will end it here, I suppose. This is definitely an interesting and weird approach that I've never seen.
Search button. Pilot center button. Search back button. Combo box any collapsed. Combo box Boeing 730. Combo box any collapsed.
In fact, I'm gonna... Oh, crap. We can't look at the ideal flight briefing now. I already recorded it, so it's gone. Cleared the flight already.
Back button. Search button. Pilot center button. Search button. Back button. Combo button. Arrival time button. Aircraft list, TSCC 896, from, MUHG, 2, SIL,
alright, so...
SWTSCC 896, from, MUHG, 2, SIL, duration, 0 o'clock, aircraft, Boeing 700...
0 o'clock, what? There's a flight going back to Miami.
SWG 649, from, MUHG, Boeing 700, Boeing 40, colon, 3, SID. 8-8 left pair, B7 right pair, SWMUHG SID, free SID, space CYQB space.
I think, yeah, that's another pilot in Canada, and then we're going to Montreal, CYUL, which is Montreal, but then there's that other pilot in Canada, so there's only three flights going out of Cuba. But, in any case, guys, I'm going to end it here, and, hope everybody enjoyed this weird and wacky approach into Miami. I'm pretty sure if I was actually using ActiveSky, it probably wouldn't have been too bad. it's... Wow. Ideal Flight can create some pretty challenging stuff, but... that is that, and I'm gonna... Close smart cars here.
Ideal flight.
Put down all our flights.
Context flight
professional.
Available. Close ideal flight.
I'll make the flight to Cuba later.
Fly. Close ideal flight.
And
ideal flight professional. Lockheed Martin registered 3R3D registered 3-4.
I will close this in after I stop recording. So.
Ops 23.0.2. 64-bit. Wind Ops 23.0. Lockheed Martin registered 3R3D registered 3-4. Submenu dialog. Stop recording. Checkbox checked. Start streaming. Checkbox. Stop recording. Check. Start streaming. Checkbox not checked. Stop recording.
Hey, I'll see you guys next video.